I said that, do you know that New Hampshire has a really incredible record on civil rights? Then I told him about Major League Baseball. I said, Jackie Robinson got to play Major League Baseball because of New Hampshire. And he was, I never heard, tell me about that, he said. So I told him the story. And I said, you know, they say that the state that's the most like the country as a whole is Illinois, where you come from. That it's, that's the best microcosm of the country. But I said, no one had played, no black person had played on a minor league team into the late 40s. And I said, there, you know, this, the Brooklyn Dodgers coach, Branch Rickey, really wanted to integrate baseball. And he had Jackie Robinson up in Montreal, hoping to bring him down. And he had a commitment from a team in Danville, Illinois, that he could send a black player there to be the first, because no black had ever played on a minor league team, because the other teams would boycott after the war. So he found this pitcher in New Jersey, and he gave him a contract, and he had a commitment from this team in Danville that he could play there. And just before he went out, the manager called and said, the other teams have boycotted, he can't come because we're not going to be able to play any games. Mm-hmm. So they had just created a new team in New Hampshire, in Nashville, the Nashville Dodgers. This is the summer of 46. And Rickey called them and asked them if they'd be willing to take a black player. And they said yes. So he decided not to send Newcomb alone. He sent Roy Campanella with him. So he sent two blacks to Nashville in the summer of 46. And I said, Don Newcomb tells the story how Branch Rickey every week would call them, and how you doing, how you doing? And they'd say, everything's fine. And after like 5 weeks or so, Rickey said, you know, cut the crap. He said, there's got to be some things. You're not telling me the truth. There's got to be some things that you don't like. And Newcomb said, well, I told them that I can't find a barber. They can't twirl my head. I'm just, I hate that. Hate it. So at the end of the summer, Newcomb said, Rickey said to them, you know why I bothered you guys? Every week I called, every week I checked on you, because I really want Jackie Robinson to play, but I don't want to bring him to Brooklyn too early. Because if I do, it might be 5 years, it might be 10 years, he may never, because if it doesn't work, he may never. And I really want Jackie Robinson to play in the majors. That's why I was watching you guys. But now, knowing your experience in New Hampshire, if you guys can make it in New Hampshire, he can make it in Brooklyn, and I'm bringing him next spring. So in the spring of 47, Jackie Robinson told Obama, my goodness, I never heard that story.